the time, just for.
E cada dia o roba. E corandia zakata. Shakata dia ra ra ra. Ha dia ra ra ra. Ha dia ra ra. E corandia. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Most High God, maker of heaven and earth and all.
That's it.
Thank you for the peace that passes understanding.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. Verse seekers.
Hallelujah.
Father, we just thank you for this day. This is a day that you have made.
Amen.
This is a day that God calling. This is a day that you have made.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And Father, we just thank you. We rejoice and we're glad in it.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, for the table that you have prepared for us, God.
Hallelujah.
We recognize those two elements that you left for us, the power of communion. We recognize it, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your son, Jesus. Our elder brother, Masakaya. We thank you, Lord, for all that he has provided for us. And we receive it today, and we ask Holy Spirit to help teach us what we need to know about this table. Help us to receive from this table. Like you want us to receive from this table. And Lord, we give you the praise. We give you all the glory.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. You're such a righteous judge. Yes. Praise your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have restored to us the years that the locust and the cankerworm have eaten, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we thank you. We praise you for restoration.
Sevenfold of all the Satan stolen plus taxes and interest.
Jesus. We rejoice in you, Lord.
Because the righteous judge.
Praise God. Holy communion. Praise God. Holy communion.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We know that word communion is the same word as koinonia. And Lil' Jim been talking about that a lot.
Yes.
On Sunday.
Yes.
So that's deep fellowship, intimacy.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. So that's what we should be experiencing.
Yes,
around this communion table. We should be experiencing spiritual intimacy.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Fellowship.
Yes, Lord.
Partakers in this heavenly calling. God is calling us back to the table with discernment of his body. He's calling us back to the table. We want a people that can discern his body. Mm-hmm. He want a people like that. Although he's calling us back to the table. But this time he's calling us to have discernment of his body.
Amen.
Not this body. We want to walk in love with this body. We want to be taught from the word of God about this body.
Yes.
We want to know that we're in the same body, that we one. You know, Paul did a good job explaining it to the Corinthians, how they were one body. You in Jesus' body. That's when you shouldn't be acting like y'all doing, bringing your own ball and getting drunk. Not sharing with one another. He said, when you do that, if I did that to David, I'm doing it to myself because you're in the same body. So he had to stop communion, do a teaching. Thank God. Y'all are some, I love y'all. Y'all are wonderful. I really do. I don't have to stop communion to do a teaching on, you know, love or either who's the greatest. Ain't nobody in the hollering, who's the greatest? I don't have to stop it. Can you imagine Jesus doing communion? Jesus himself doing communion.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a group in there talking about who's the greatest. I'm the greatest. You don't know me and Jesus. We had a little fish last night. You know, I know I'm the greatest, you know. You know, and they were just bickering. And Jesus knew what was going on. And then he had one in there about to betray him. Satan had entered into his heart. So, what a communion. Boy, that was something going on. And he served every last one of them. He let them eat. Every last one of them.
Yes, ma'am.
Even Judas.
Yes, ma'am.
Ate. So, when people say that this is a meal, you know, if you don't understand, it'll kill you. You know, some people say, you know, because the way Paul wrote it there. But let me explain to you what Paul was saying. Paul was saying, if you don't understand this meal, you're not going to benefit from it. Not that it's going to kill you, but the enemy.
That's right.
God never prepared a meal to kill people. People, please. This is not a dangerous meal. You know, some people teach that. Don't touch that meal. Something bad will happen to you if you and certainly if you're walking in sin, it's going to blow you up. And if you don't know Jesus, it's going to hurt you too. This meal wasn't designed to hurt you. You're just not going to benefit from it. Even though he fed Judas, Judas didn't benefit from that meal. That's all Paul was saying. Paul was saying it in a harsh way because he was talking to some harsh people that didn't get it. He was trying to get them to get it, Mary. Those Corinthians, they were something else in life. They came out of rough life, some of them. And so he was talking to them. Take it seriously. If you don't, you're going to hurt your own self. Mm-hmm. You can give this meal to a baby and it won't hurt. The meal ain't designed that. It just won't benefit you. If you don't have faith and don't understand it, not discerning the Lord's body. That's the biggest problem in this meal. See, we hear a whole lot about Jesus saved us with his blood. He hung, but not the body. So we have to discern it. And you can't discern it on your own. It's spiritual discernment because it's a spiritual meal. Now, if it was a natural meal, you could just say, Mary, those oyster crackers, and that's great.
So many calories in it, this is going to have so many calories in it.
You, go, girl.
That's discerning, isn't it?
Yeah. Jesus told sky, y'all can look up and say, oh, clouds gonna rain, this, that. He said, but you can't discern the time. You can't discern me. Because it's spiritually discerned. Yes. This is a spiritual meal. Let me rush it up, because I ain't going over time today, baby. I'm going to behave. I'm getting some self-control there. That's one of the fruit of the spirit. I ate that man time last week, and I'm like, Lord, please forgive me, because I said it wasn't going to go over, wasn't going to do it. But it just got good. You know. Okay. He's calling us back to the table, but with discernment. The table has been prepared not by human hands, but by that perfect one whose hands was nailed to the cross for you. Now the nails didn't keep him there. What kept him there, Mary?
His love.
Love kept him there, not the nail. Because he could have came down anytime. He could have called, but 10,000 ain't, but that wasn't in the plan. He would have been out of the plan. And he didn't want him. He said, not my will, but your will. Mm-hmm. So, love kept him there. We know this meal was not prepared by human hands. Let's get that together. Because if human hands had something to do with a girl, we would have had not just two elements. We would have had the table full. We would have had a human hands. Oh, baby. We would have had a little sausage, a little eggs, a little this, a little that. You know, that's human hands. That's human hands. But because it's spiritual, it only took two elements. Powerful. And I'm going to tell you.
You know what you did to begin with? What? Pray in the spirit. Help prepare us spiritually.
Mary, you so own it. You are so on it. You so own it, girl. Okay. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemy.
Yes.
Each time you know, what enemy? What enemies you have? Sickness. Mm-hmm. Just call some sicknesses out.
Hypertension.
Hypertension.
Diabetes, arthritis, cancer.
All those are enemies. Ain't none of them your friend. Those are considered as enemy, and yet he prepares a table before you to partake in getting healthier. Let me tell you about this table. This table, let me let you in on a little secret. The Word of God said, beloved, I wish you for above all things that you be in health. This meal keeps you in health. Now, you can get healed, he got many different ways you can get healed. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get healed, but if you want to walk in health, this is the meal that is prepared for you. When a lady came up and said, hey, Jesus, I got a daughter that is crazy at home, and she's got some devils in her, and I ain't going to spend not one more night with her. I need her healing, and I need it now. He said, I can't give this bread. This is children's bread, mm-hmm, for healing. Isn't that what he said? Mm-hmm. He said, I can't give you the bread that the children eat for healing. But I'm going to tell you, that lady discerned that body. She said, okay, you call me a dog, just put me at, I don't want to be at nobody else's table. Put me at the master's table. And I tell you, your children got so much bread, it's so much of you. She was discerning that body, wouldn't she?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. Amen.
She said, if they drop a crumb and I get it, it gonna work for my child.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
A crumb! Mm-hmm. Just give me a crumb. I ain't got to have the whole loaf. Just give me a crumb. And it'll work. And I tell you, when he broke it and gave it to just the broken pieces. Now, we know his body wasn't broken. Not a bone was broken. But the brokenness came at the table because he was sharing it. He was dividing it among all of his kids. Okay. Now, let me beg out of that because I've got to. Sha-da-da. I got, I'm going to be back next Sunday. That's what the conclusion I came to. I'll be back next Sunday so I'll be able to teach it. The food and the drink is not natural food, okay? I know when you, he gave us something that we can naturally look at. But he said, don't keep it in the natural. When you pray over it, it takes it into the spirit. I always tell him, it take them out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. You got to transfer it. You got to open up your mouth and you got to open up your mouth and do the transfer. You have to open up your mouth and do the transfer. I'm gonna be teaching in the second series a little bit about the mouth.
Oh, we need that all the time.
We're going to do a connection, okay? All right, I'm bagging out. They're looking at me over there. I'm bagging out. Because I'm way over my time. Again, I'm bagging out. But I'll be back next week. So this is not natural food. But like Jesus told the people, this is food indeed. My bread is food indeed. My body's food indeed. It's really food. You think you're eating food, but this is really food. Okay, let's back out. Let's do communion. And I want to remind you that every kingdom and every country has a health system, supposed to have a health system. And the country of God is no different. Abraham said, I'm looking for a country who builders and maker is God. He was looking for that country. Praise God. And this country is no different. It has a health system, people.